This is the song Mind Flowers from the 1968 album Behold and See by the band Ultimate Spinach. It's full of echoey, distorted guitar. It drones on as though trying to make time stop. And the lyrics, like take a trip to the center of your mind, allude to some sort of inner discovery. I'm talking today about psychedelic music because even though it's mostly a phenomenon of the 1960s, our musical space is still experiencing flashbacks. Psychedelic music is mostly a product of hippie experimentation and purports to raise the listener's consciousness. It involves a lot of repetition and trippy, distorted sounds. The more fuzz pedals, the better. And there's often an instrument from India playing along to appropriate a flavor of Eastern wisdom. Thankfully, most of this stuff has gone the way of the Nehru jacket, but I wonder how much we still use music to put ourselves into different psychic states. Certainly the throbbing beat and harsh synthesizers of a lot of later electronic dance styles like acid house and psytrance try to capitalize on a dervish-like delirium. Ambient and new age music are likewise designed to hypnotize. It seems every genre follows this thread to a certain extent. New sounds are compelling. They invite the audience to listen. And repetition has the effect of dislocating the meaning of the sounds, allowing one to question the context of what they're hearing. When it works, the listener is put into a receptive state. New thoughts are allowed to flow, and new perspectives are discovered. Ideally, all music should do this, put you on an inner journey. If you don't mind me saying so, good music is mind-expanding. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.